before, Dilma Miyayin the Yisleit Sarahefalo, maybe the husband can only be made for the part of the Naziris that she's not allowed to drink wine, because that's a tsar, that's pain for her. So that part of the Naziris he could take off. But Mitumas Meis, the less Lotsara, but that halacha is that a Nazir is not allowed to touch her mace, can't become tummy. That's not sad, that's not pain for a person. Don't become tummy, very good. There's no pain about not becoming tummy. So maybe this part of the Issa Naziris, loy hefala, the husband cannot be made for. See, if so, look who the question is. If he wasn't made for this part of the Naziris, so she still remains a Nazir, and at the end she should have to bring a korban. She should even have to bring an Eila Saif also. So Hertz Mashma again, that since the husband could be made for a part of the Naziris, he could also be made for the whole thing, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So first thing we're going to see into Amri, I'll tell you, Tumas Mace. That a person can't touch a mace, can't become Tomei, Nama Yisla Tsar, it's also called Tsar. You'll see the Pasuk says, V'hacha Yiten Alibai. In other words, there's an Indian to go to Olavaya. A person learns out from a Levaya, a live person should put to his heart what a mace is, that everybody is eventually, Misa is safe lovely. So then you need to learn out Musa from it. So therefore not to be able to go to a mace is called Tsar. So therefore maybe that's why the husband can be made for the whole Naziris, even the part of Tumas Hames also. Vayetzi Gemara says, Vatani, we learned like this. Hoyer Rabbi Meir, Rameh used to say, My Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? That a live person should put to his heart. It means the yaspud yaspud and lay. You have to know that if you say hespid for other people, they'll say hespid back for you. So therefore, it's a good thing to be able to touch mesim to work for them. That the Mr. Shem people will do it back to you. The yifkun yifkun lay. If you cry because somebody was mace now, that when you'll die, they'll cry for you. The yikfa yikfarino. That if you are Isaac now in the kfura of burying a mace, b'schus zeh, they'll also bury you, they'll take care of you. So the kid said, tsar, if you can't take care of mason right now. So that's why the husband, he has a right to be made for even this part of the Naziris, even the part of Tumas mace. So this, the Rani asked the question, the chura, hi de parik lehochi b'loi parik, ein Naziris lachatzoyin ke de parik liyel. Like how come the Gemara over here doesn't answer the same answer we answered before? If what we said that there's ein Naziris lachatzoyin, true, the husband can only be made for a part of a neder which has to do with inu nefesh. But over here by Naziris, it's like one big neder, you can't have half of a Naziris. So since he can be made for a part of it, automatically the whole thing goes off. Like how come the Gemara over here doesn't answer like he answered before? So Ran gives two terutzim. One terutz he wants to answer is, Mishum de tumah eino tluya b'Naziris. Because this issa, not to touch a mace, is not really totally in the hilchos Naziris of the yayin. Why? The ashkechon Naziris b'loy tumah. Because there is a type of a Naziris, even though you don't have the Yisa Tumah. Shere Nozir Shimshon. Someone wants to be a Nozir like Shimshon is also the Yain. Halacha is then you're not allowed to drink wine. But a Matam Alameisim, just like Shimshon was Matam Alameisim, you're allowed to touch your mace. Could Yisa Perakam in the Masechta Nozir? Like a Mr. Shem will soon see in the next Masechta. So therefore he says, Bechibun de Laitalia Tumah ben Naziris, since Tumah is not told in Naziris, is therefore here it's a little bit different. Maybe it's possible to have the Issa Tumas Naziris even though you don't have the Issa of the Achila of the Shtiya of Yayin. That's what only before when we're talking about Yayin and Chatzan and Bazar, the Gemara says you can't have the Chatzoyin, you can't have half of it. But over here we're talking about the Issa Tumah of Naziris and the Issa of Shtiya of drinking wine. Maybe these two things you could separate. That's why the Gemara here has to answer that no, if he can't touch Mesim, he can't be Esik, but Puras HaMes, that's also called Tsarlo. The second Teretz Tumani answer is Inami, the Kushta de Milsa Boilet Ruse. The Gemara wants to answer the Emes over here. The Loike de Salka Daita, not like you thought over here. The Yen Betumas Mes Tsar. The Leisel, it's Tsar Ispe. But the true, Avada the Gemara could have answered the same Teretz we answered before. The Gemara wants to say the truth, that Tum is also called Tsar. For Nafkamina, the difference is, let's say she makes a neder not to go to the base oval. Is the bialu meifalah mishum inu nefesh? Then the husband could be meifah because that's also considered inu nefesh. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says later like this: koinein she'eni nena labrius. If you make a neder, if she makes a neder, the wife makes a neder that she's not going to have any enjoyment from people labrius. She can't have enjoyment from other people. So the law is, our Mishnah says, Eino yochol hofer. The husband has no right to be made for this nether. This is not considered a nether of inu nefesh. Why? Because v'yecholu hi lihenes b'leket shichopeya, because she could take her enjoyment from eating from leket shichopeya. In other words, that you leave over matnas aniyim, leave over at the end of your fields peya, Rav Shicha, when you're collecting your bundles, if you forget bundles there, you can't take it. Rav Leket, when you're collecting them, what falls down, you have to leave it there. These things, it's not considered that the owner, that the Brias are giving it to her, but rather it's considered she's taking it, but Teres Matnas Aleim. So this is not included in her nether. Her nether was she can't have direct enjoyment from Brias. In other words, not to have Tevis enough from them. But over here, like the Ran explains, since the Pasuk says, Taza of Yisera, and it does not say Lashon of an Asina, so it's not considered like we, the Bailam, the owner, the Brios, are giving her these enjoyments of Lekat Shechapeya, but rather it's a get like it's Hefka, and she's coming to take it by herself. So therefore, our Mishnah says that since she has a way to take enjoyment, therefore not having enjoyment from other people is not called Inu Nefesh. And the first round speaks out that even though we had before that Shmuel says, Hanois Ploni Olai is Yofer, that she makes an edit not to have enjoyment from one person alone, the husband could be made for her. So for sure here, from everybody. So Teret says that here our Mishnah is going again according to Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi is always a machmer, these things are not considered inu nefesh. But before we were going, Shmuel was talking about according to the Rabbanan, according to the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah, so according to them, this would be considered inu nefesh. Then the Mishnah says weiter, that let's say, koinem kahanim leviyim nenem li. Let's say a person makes an eder, a man makes an eder, that no kahanim, no levium can have enjoyment from me. In other words, that they can't take truma, they can't take meiser. So locher is yitlu akorchoi, that they have a right to come and take it by korchom. In other words, since there's a chiv for him to give truma some meisers, some shubut to the kahanim, so he has no right to make an eder not to give it to them. But what about if he says kahanim elu or levium elu? He makes like an Issa Neder that these Kahanim, these special Kahanim, these people can't take my Trumas and Meisers. Or these Levim can't take it. Then the Lachar is the Neder is Chal, and the Lachar is then Yitlu Acherim, other Kahanim, other Levim should come and take it. Because he's not going against the Mitzvah, against the Shibud. He's only saying these Kahanim can't get it. So then the Neder is Chal, and the Lachar is other Kahanim should come and take it. Gemara says like this. Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That Efsha, the Mrs. No, midilei, that she's allowed to get her panosa, she get her substance, midilei, from her husband. And because otherwise, how could she live? Like, why isn't it called Inu Nefesh? So what do you say from that Mishnah? Mechlal, the Baal, lav bechlal briyasu. That when an Isha makes a neder not to have any enjoyment from briyas, from people, she does not mean to include her husband. Her husband is not included in this type of a neder. If so, the Gemara says, "Ein Masefer." What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? It says no. It says the reason why the nether is why it's not called Inu Nefesh because Yecholo Lihenes Beleket Shechon Peya. That Mashma because she could have enjoyment from taking Leket Shechon Peya. Abu Midabal Lo Yochlo. But it would be Mashma from a husband though she cannot eat. Is Alma we see from here Baal Bechlal Abrius Heve that a Baal the husband is also considered Bechlal Abrius. So it's also still the Resh and the Sefer. When an Isha makes a neder not to have enjoyment from Brias, is the husband considered part of it or not? So the Gemara answers, Oma Ula says, the Olam, really I'll tell you, Lav Bechlal Briasu. Really no, really the husband is not considered Bechlal Brias. When the wife makes a neder not to have enjoyment from people, she does not mean to include the husband. She means to include everybody else, just not the husband. So if so, why does our Mishnah have to say the reason why it's not called Inu Nefesh is because she could take Lechet Shechon Peya? Let the Mishnah say clearly it's because she could still take enjoyment from her husband. So my answer is, V'oid, and Yochol Lahofer, Mifnei Shechol Lahenes Lechet Shechon Peya. In other words, what the Mishnah means to say is V'oid, it's like another Teretz. V'oid means, and also, like the Ran says, Tiyafilu Bal Onihu, even if the husband is very poor, and she has nothing to give her, still ein Yochol Lahofer, still the husband cannot be made for the neder. Because she could still take enjoyment from Leket Shechopeya. So it could be true, from the husband she's mutter to, the husband is not called Bechal Labrius, but let's say what's going to be in the case that the husband is very poor, doesn't have what to give her, so then maybe you would think the husband could be made for this nether, because it's called Inu Nefesh. She has nobody in the world to take enjoyment from. That the Mishnah says, no, you should know, she could still take her enjoyment from Leket Shechopeya. Alright, a turnover. Then the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rava says, Li'elom Baal Bechlal Briyasu. No, could be the husband is called Bechlal Briyas. Well, Ma Tam Kamar, the Mishnah is explaining a reason. Ma Tam and Yochel Hofer, what's the reason why the husband cannot be made for this neder? It's very good. That was really when she made the first neder, she's also to have enjoyment from the briyos. So her husband is included in that neder also. Then the Mishnah is very good. If so, lechur, it's called the neder of inu nefesh. She can't have enjoyment from anybody. So why can't the husband be made for it? And this Atarot says because she could have enjoyment from leket shechopeya. In other words, the Ran speaks out like really the Havamina. Why we did not want to say this reason before was because the Mishnah does not say mipnei sheyachol lehenes. That's not the reason the Mishnah says. So the Rav holds sawat memela mashma. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say clearly like mipnei, still we understand it by itself. We understand by ourselves what the Mishnah means is the my tam kamar. What is the reason? In other words, the only Havamina before what we wanted to say that our Mishnah means that the husband is not included, because the Mishnah does not say mipnei, it doesn't say that this is the only reason. There has to be another reason also. So Rav now is saying no, even though the Mishnah doesn't say mipnei, it's as if the Mishnah is saying mipnei. That's what Rav answers. Again, that Rav Amar Li'elom Baal Bechlal Briyasu. Or my tam kamar enachnami, the Mishnah means to give a reason, my tam kamar. My time and Yochel Hofer, what's the reason why the husband cannot be made for him? Mefnei she Yochel Lehenes Bleket Shechopeya. Rav Nachman Omar Li'olom Baal La Bechla Briyasu. No, Nachman says the husband is not Bechla Briyas. When the wife makes a neder not to have enjoyment from other people, the husband is not included. She's allowed to have enjoyment from her husband. Vochik Toni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Nizgarsha, even after she gets a get, still, Luchura from then, it should be called Inu Nefesh. True, Kol Zaman, she's married to a husband, she could have enjoyment from a husband. But what's going to be later after she gets a get, she won't have a husband, then there's nobody in the world that she could have enjoyment from. Luchura should be considered Inu Nefesh. This means the Mishnah answers no, that even so, Yecholo Lehenes Beleket Shechopeya. Still, she could have enjoyment from Leket Shechopeya. Therefore, at all times, this neder, according to Rabbi Yossi again, is not considered a neder of Inu Nefesh. Therefore, the husband cannot be made for it. And this the Gemara asked the question.